With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Nearly 1 million homes and businesses remained without power on Friday as a result of powerful windstorms that worked their way through Texas and Louisiana. In some cases, the thunderstorms so severe they were reported as blowing windows out of downtown skyscrapers in Houston. Bob Orevec, lead forecaster at the National Weather Service.
Most of the severe weather effects from this current line of thunderstorms that moved through Texas and are now moving across the Gulf Coast has been from high winds.
Meanwhile, nearly 1 million homes and businesses affected, some of them in Houston. Mayor John Whitmore telling KTRK.
We had a storm with 100 miles per hour winds, the equivalent of Hurricane Ike.
Officials warning people to know the signs of heat exhaustion now as they take part in the laborious task of cleaning up and as the hot weather begins to set in over southern Texas. President Biden's decision to withhold some offensive weapons from Israel is drawing more fire now from Capitol Hill. The House has passed week approving legislation that would seek to force the weapons transfer. House Speaker Mike Johnson charges Biden's policy amounts to micromanaging Israel's war effort.
This is it could have catastrophic consequences for our dear friend and close ally, the only stable democracy in the Middle East, at the worst possible time, as we know.
And Johnson's full interview can be heard this week and today in particular on the Salem News program This Week on the Hill. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's on-again, off-again support for Israel has caused a big decline in respect for U.S. leadership.
What everybody in the region is doing is playing us for whatever practical benefits they can get out of us.
Senator Talent was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. World number one player Scottie Scheffler arrested early Friday morning following an incident as he approached the Valhalla Golf Club. This is SRN News. Black Protestant Christians are turning away from the Democrat Party. Michael Harrington has a report.
According to data analyzed by Eastern Illinois University professor Ryan Burge, 60% of African-American Protestants strongly support the party in 2008. Today, only 49% do. Burge says Democrats are losing black Protestants in part because the party has embraced the LGBT agenda and other causes that run contrary to black voters' religious beliefs. While some black Protestants are becoming Republicans, others are going independent. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York judge has struck down a Long Island County's order banning males from female sports teams after a local women's roller derby league challenged it. The judge ruled that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman did not have the authority to issue his February executive order. That order denied park permits to any female league or organization that allowed men to compete against women. This is SRN News. A national landmark has been dismantled as part of a restoration project.
A decades-old landslide has continued to sweep away the Wayfarer's Glass Chapel in California, designed by Lloyd Wright, a son of the famed architect. The edifice is known for vistas of soaring redwoods in the Pacific Ocean. It opened to the public in 1951 and became a National Historic Landmark last December, but the earth is moving at the rate of 2 feet per month underneath it. The dismantling project continued this past week to preserve irreplaceable parts of the structure. Reconstruction is expected to take 4 years at the cost of at least $20 million, not including the price of new land. George Williams reporting.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished today above the 40,000 level for the first time ever on Friday, as U.S. stock indexes drifted around their record heights to close their latest winning streak. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.